Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Dan Wiederer, thank you so much for coming in today. We had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Very fast show, and you're a good man, and I appreciate it. And I believe Chuck Swirsky will be joining us tomorrow, so that is going to be a lot of fun. We'll get into some of the Summer League stuff, although yesterday was the day when that stuff was going on. It was fun. It was fun to hear from everybody. And I want to thank everyone for, first of all, we are, of course, broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by local Hyundai dealers. I want to thank them. I want to thank our Twitchers. I believe it was Connor O'Donnell, but also Jacob Stutz was helping us this morning as well. And Jacob, thank you and welcome. And I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to our executive producer. He will be back tomorrow, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Why you chose the number 24?
Normally, I'm number 12.
Okay.
Like, I get pick number 12, so I just come in too. That's 24, and also, you know, for Kobe, and I love his mentality and all that.
How about that? That's Noah Essengay. He'll be on with us tomorrow morning.
Beautiful.
Which is beautiful. That's great to know, and looking forward to having a chat with him. And thank you, Baby T. This is your last day. Tyler Farengol has been doing double duty for a week and a half, and we appreciate it.
And Vaughn sends it way back, and welcome to Milwaukee! How about that, Andrew Vaughn? Looking good in that Brewer uni. Bernie hits the slide, and Vaughn with a three-pointer into the bullpen.
Andrew Vaughn with a home run for the Brewers, and doesn't matter, he had to go. I'm not going to pretend like I'm upset about that in any way. Hopefully things work out for him. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your wonderful work as always. They've got two catchers that you really like. that's Mr. Positive evaluating the White Sox. Marshall Harris is here.
We're just trying to stay positive, one home run at a time, Mully. One home run at a time.
And Layla Rahimi, Layla's here.
Good morning. Heard the same discussions on the broadcast last night.
What are you going to do?
Not wrong. I mean, there is a dearth of catching talent in baseball. To have two is a big deal.
Surplus.
Yeah. What are your expectations for the second half of the season?
Just wanted a bullseye. I just wanted Molly's bullseye for what the Sox could do to qualify for success after the All-Star break.
Hey, the Sox led that game last night, okay?
Yeah.
Is that where we are? Is that where we are? Lead.
All the young guys together getting
Sean
a run.
Sean Burke working through that Toronto Blue Jays order, and then the Blue Jays were like, hi, we're the hottest team in baseball.
Hottest. White hot.
How did that happen?
Our entire lineup hits.
That only happened because the Sox went in there and humiliated them.
That's right.
And they were forced to stare at the man in the mirror.
Yeah. The Cubs had the boat. The Blue Jays had the mirror. That's what turned these seasons.
Cubs had the boat. 13 guys on a boat. Sounds like a song.
Okay. Listen, I think that we have been negatively influenced by the Giants and that boat trip and then knowing the epic collapse that happened. For the Cubs to be on a boat in the summer on a day off, I think it's a little different. Because we're used to it here. It's not as big of a distraction. And, well, frankly, the Giants' epic collapse was one of the most monumental things that has ever happened since a ridiculous picture. But the thing that was the most ridiculous about that whole boat trip of the Giants was the fact that people were wearing jeans and Tims on boats.
Yeah, they were not dressed for the boat. It was like, hey, we're going on this boat. Like, all right, I'll be there. I'm show up. But, like, the thought process of what a boat life is supposed to be like Like, get your shorts on, get your flip-flop, your flippy-floppies, right?
Yeah.
Hey, as somebody with background in Minnesota and covering the Vikings, you have to be careful about what you do on the boat. The boat trip is good, and then it's just what you do on the boat, right?
I remember that.
What happens on Lake Minnetonka stays on Lake
Now, that's a distraction. That's not going to get things going in the right direction. That's just a full-on distraction.
Also, I've never met people who use an off day more than baseball players. Like, I think it was Hector Rondon who went to Colombia for 3 days during his break, because like that 3 days to them is like 2 weeks for the regular person.
It really is, though. Like, and I don't blame anybody who chooses to do whatever they want to do when you're talking about the grueling sport of baseball, where off days are not promised to you because there can always be a rain out, whatever. I mean, I really do admire guys who are out here getting through the grind of 162.
It's a grind.
Well, 3 days in Colombia. It almost sounds like it would take 3 days to get to Colombia.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, it was a conversation. I believe it was 2016. I was like chatting with Javi after the break. He's like, ask him what he did on his break. And I was like, what'd you do? And he's like, I went to Colombia. I'm like, well, you're here now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was cool, actually. And I was like, man, I need to use my time more wisely. That's an X on the report card for me.
Been to Colombia. It's actually a pretty decent country. It's not.
What'd you do?
Poor. I was in Bolivia, which is very poor, and then we just went for a weekend in Colombia.
Cool.
Had a great time.
I want the Mully travel blog.
Yeah, I was going to say, the travels of my Mully.
I want a Mully travel blog. I want pictures. I want some places to go.
A vlog would be nice.
Year by year.
A Mully travel vlog is my request.
Well, we signed him this morning for two trips to Vegas on the company buck today.
Yeah.
Summer League, right?
Summer League and then Bears in September.
I want to come with you.
Are we going? Yeah, are we doing this?
We should go to Vegas.
Brandon is in too.
Circa? Just hang out, watch some sports.
Exactly.
Wander over, watch a few games, and then play a few games. It should be a lot of fun.
I got home from the grocery store yesterday, turned on the TV, and there it was. Summer League in Utah, and it's full glory.
I want to see VJ Edgecombe in real life against not as good players, because that's what I've seen so far.
I want to see the Matas and Noah running the floor together. On Friday at 7.
Should be a full fast break. Those two guys with Josh Giddey, if he signs his qualifying offer.
Who?
Josh Giddey, if he signs his qualifying offer, will be excited to watch next year.
We've already forgotten it.
Oh, snap.
Lakers game.
I'll tell you what we got on the show. We are going to talk baseball to start. Understanding that Major League Baseball is recognizing progress that we are all seeing. So we'll make the case for Michael Busch to keep doing what he's been doing for the last six games. We'll talk a little Sox as well at 10:45. Ian Happ is at 11. We moved it up, so Ian Happ joins us at 11 o'clock. And we will talk about the Bulls' identity at 11:25. We've got halftime at 11:45. At noon is 5 on it, where we will touch on a lot of baseball topics, the questions that we have. And we talked to him last week, and I don't know if he was good luck for us or we were good luck for him, but Shane Van Gisbergen, who won both of the NASCAR races over the weekend, is going to join us
because
the New Zealand accent needs to come back. It's good radio. It sounds dashing.
Kiwis
for life.
He does. Yeah. Right? Somebody get that man a deep dish. Feels like the right thing to do.
Tavern style.
All right, guys.
Also that.